Well, here we are again. I have so many things I want to talk about, but fewer that I can talk about. So let's talk about the topic I have for today. We already covered neckties, such a key topic. But we're going to talk about kids growing up and stuff. So break out those tissues. I don't know.
Your Daily Lex.
I literally am reading my note. I don't even remember when I wrote this note to myself, but it says school shows, graduations, sadness. What's on their heads? I don't know what that means. It's probably what's in their heads. Yes. Okay. Now I understand my note. Now I understand my note to my old self. So it's end of school year here in the East Coast, the Northeast. So there've been a lot of school shows. There've been so many, sometimes simultaneous school shows. So Lauren's got to go to one and I go to another, whatever. And we've got 8th grade graduation coming up where Liam's going to end junior high school. And then obviously Liam's going to end middle school rather and go to high school. And then Ani is going to graduate from high school, which is crazy. And every graduation ceremony I've ever gone to, I have felt all the emotions and get choked up and all the things. And there's all kinds of stuff that goes in my head about this. And I don't think it's unique to me. First, there's the whole thing of like, I still vividly remember when my kids first started going to school, when Ani first started going to school, when all three of them started going to school. And like their whole lives, you know what they are, where they are and what they're doing all day. And then they go to school and you don't know what they're doing all day. And I start thinking about like, what's in their heads? And there are certainly times where I can not be thinking about my kids at all actively, right? If I'm in the middle of a work call or whatever, and I'm not necessarily thinking specifically about my kids, but then other times, they are very top of mind. You're like, what are they doing right now? And I don't know if I'm thinking about like a performance, not necessarily like this upcoming Fiddler on the Roof, because I frankly don't care about it. But if I have a big performance, or if I'm about to do my webinar, or if I'm about to do some big talk or work on a big deal live, I can know what the nervousness is going to feel like, even if it's not live. Like I can put myself in the mindset of feeling that kind of, I feel it always in my chest, like right in the center of my chest, like how that nervous is going to be. And I can think about it with my kids too. Like Ani was taking AP exams and was nervous about those. Liam, as I've discussed on the show, was wrestling with which high school he should go to. And I could feel that he was really struggling with it. It wasn't hard to tell. Like it didn't take a genius to do this. But I sometimes also have to really wonder what's in their heads. Like Ani's 18 and Ani is very 18 and Ani spends a whole lot of time upstairs. And we kind of beg, hey, can you come down and hang out with us for a bit? And Ani doesn't do so exactly begrudgingly, but doesn't do so of their own accord either. It's like, you've got to extend the invitation to get them to come downstairs. And they won't always do it. Just a couple nights ago, Lauren had been gone. It was over the weekend, but Lauren had been gone for much of the weekend. And, Ani was like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs now and shower. And I'm like, no, it's only 6:30. Like, stay here. And I was like, why? And I'm like, well, if you go upstairs and shower, we're not going to see you again. Like, you stay in your room until you come downstairs at 9:25 to make lunch the next day or for the next day. So stay down here. And Ani wasn't like a jerk about it, but also wasn't ecstatic about it. And it was fun. It was good. And we actually ended up getting things done. We ordered sneakers that Ani needed. We had fun family conversations, but it was like, I forced the issue of no, stay down here. Be with us. Be with the family. But you know, I don't know. Although I know when my kids are nervous about a thing or worrying about a thing, I don't know what it feels like for them. And that's weird to me. But man, oh man, I continue to not be ready for this graduation stuff. And for the fact that my kid is going to college in the fall is bonkers. And man, oh man, this thing where kids are kids and then they're 18 is so very annoying. Just like dealing with doctor's appointments and HIPAA compliance and needing my 18-year-old to sign a form saying, yeah, I can know what's going on in those appointments too. What a friggin' nightmare. What a giant pain in the ass. That's the whole thing. We've had numerous annoyances with scheduling appointments, even for like really simple and mundane things because of this transition from 17 to 18. If they could only stay little, we used to have pajamas that we put the kids in and all three of them wore those pajamas, like onesie pajamas when they were very tiny babies that said if they could only stay little. And it made us sad then. And it makes us sad to remember those pajamas now. I prefer older kids to little kids, but I don't like this stage now where they're going to be leaving me. Like Ani could potentially never live at home ever again. Of course, there's the flip side where Ani could live at home forever. That would be its own challenge. But I like my kids. I wouldn't mind it. Don't tell Ani I said that though. You gotta, you know, grow up and do the things. But I don't have to like it, and I don't like it. I don't like it. That's all I got. Happy Tuesday.
Lex.